Okay, the date is Friday, October 12th, 2001, at 2 p.m. Whitney Fletcher Hall, Portland's college student, is interviewing Clint Kinney, assistant to the city manager of Durango, on the topic of community relations. And the interview is being conducted at the Durango City Hall, 949 East 2nd Ave in Durango, Colorado. All right, so can you summarize the city manager's role for me?
Sure. City of Durango is set up by what's called the charter, which means we're a home rule community, which means the city of Durango can operate under any kind of rules it sets up and adopts. And in 1915, it adopted what's called the city manager form of government. That means that the city council is a part-time position. There's five council members, and they act as a policy board, and they're not involved in day-to-day operations. They provide direction and then go home and have regular jobs. They leave the day-to-day. The city council hires the city manager to take care of the day-to-day operations of the community. Everything from simple things, picking up the trash, filling potholes, basic utility services, to more complex issues such as law enforcement and community relations issues.
And who's the city manager?
City manager's name's Bob Ledger.
Bob Ledger, that's right. And FLC how long has he been the
He's been the city manager here for 18 years.
Okay.
And he's been in the business for 30 years.
Okay. Can you describe our community? How you folks perceive our community?
Give me a little, you don't want the economics of it, what do you want? You want a generalization of the community?
Yeah.
I'd say,
community that you guys feel like you're dealing with, I guess.
I think in city government, communities are defined differently than they are socially. I think probably everybody in La Plata County feels they're part of Durango. And in city government, Durango, there's only 15,000 Durango residents versus the 45,000. So when I'm talking about community specifically, I'm just going to be referring to the 15,000
okay.
versus the whole community. But I think Durango is a relatively diverse community, not necessarily ethnicity-wise, but I think in people's perceptions of how the community should be and what it needs to be when it grows up. I think you've got a lot of environmentalists, you have a lot of pro-business, you have a lot of pro-growth, you have a lot of anti-growth. And I think every one of those perspectives is probably very well accepted, but there's always a lot of diversity in anyone's opinion about any one subject, and it's very difficult for that reason in this community to get a lot of consensus on anything.
Okay, I believe it. Can you describe the Spanish-speaking community and maybe how they're viewed by you folks who are dealing with the community?
I think it's fair to say that, as a government, we realize the city of Durango is 120 years old, roughly, and that the Hispanic community helped build Durango. It was here from the beginning, and it wasn't like a population that's moved in since the city was created. And so they're the forefathers of the community, and so their influence is still seen throughout the community. And I think everyone knows that. And so I guess our perception would be, call it a forefather, call it longstanding citizens, whatever. They're As a whole, I think it'd be fair to say that it's a community that knows the issues, is very familiar with everything going on, and is relatively active.
Okay, great. And what, if any, negative aspects do you get, or does the city perceive from the immigrant communities? Any negative impacts on that?
As a city government, it's limited. City government, obviously, we're responsible for providing a lot of services. We get a lot of services through taxes. And every one of these positions, every one of these people, Hispanic community, everyone chips into the economy, obviously. And, if we're just talking recently immigrants, a lot of the times they'll take the lower paying jobs and they keep restaurants and things going, and that's fantastic. And if you could talk about immigrants that immigrated 400 years ago and they've been here for 200 years, you know, they're longstanding pillars of the community. There's, I can point out 50 businesses downtown that are owned by.
Well, right now I'm specifically talking about the newer immigrant community.
How new? I mean, like brand spanking new.
Pretty spanking new, because pretty much these Spanish weren't even immigrants, because this was
right immigrants. Right. Immigrants, not even a fair word. That's right.
But as far as
we don't have any, we don't. There's a lot of communities I'm aware of that have a very difficult time with it, and the city of Durango, as an entity, has got no problem with it whatsoever.
So you're saying that when they work here,
they work, they contribute. There's our police department, I can tell you, has absolutely no more per capita problem with that community than it does with any other community. It doesn't stick out. So, you know, as a law enforcement or public safety type perspective, there's no problem. They contribute, and it hasn't been an issue for us.
So are there, you kind of summed this up in the last one I asked you, but are there any specific positive influences that you see from the community besides taxes?
Oh, they bring a diversity that's interesting, and without it, I mean, the cultural heritage, all that kind of stuff's cool, to lack a better word.
Okay.
And, there's obviously that kind of thing, and there's economic benefits and all that kind of stuff also.
So how is the city responding to the need of the growing immigrant community, do you think?
We are very active in educating our law enforcement, our police officers, in diversity, cultural diversity, acceptance, and understanding of those types of issues. The cops are continually trained in a variety of issues, and that's one of them that they are trained in. Our library has increased Spanish reading material, audiovisual equipment, all those types of things.
What kinds of cultural diversity workshops and stuff do you do with the police?
You know, they've got training lists. I mean, I couldn't talk to them.
Maybe
I
should talk.
Al Bell, the chief of police, I'm sure would be happy to talk to you about it, but they do.
Okay.
They got a lot of it.
Great. So I'm not sure if this is exactly a question for you, if it's more of a town council thing or what, but what agencies are specifically, do you guys hand down policies to people who deal directly with immigrants?
Not really. As far as government goes, you know, you have your fed government, your state government, your city government, essentially. So, and the city government's governed by the 5 city council members. And they hand down policy only to the city. So, you know, cops, fire, library, any utilities, much as that affects any kind of immigrant, then yes. But as far as like INS, something bigger.
Okay, so that's all federal.
Yeah, we can influence that potentially just like anybody else can through lobbying and whatnot. Well, sure, and so can you and so can I. And
right, okay.
I mean, you can do that. How effective it is depends on how receptive the people are that are listening at the upper levels.
Well, that kind of brings me to a different one. Okay, so what is the city relationship with the INS? What's the city's stance on that?
I don't think we even have an official stance. We know that they've. When are you going to talk to individual council members? They might have individual.
Yeah, I am.
They might have individual. In fact, I know several of them have individual opinions about it, but the city as a whole has never taken a stand on it.
Okay.
But I know a couple council members aren't in favor of having it in Durango, but a couple others, you know, they're enforcing the law and they're doing what they need to do, and they got to do it.
Because from what I understand, compliance with the INS isn't mandatory on the part of city officers.
Yeah, that's just like the INS can't come in here and tell us you need to enforce these laws.
Right.
They just can't.
State
just like
police officers, they can, but they cannot city.
State patrolman can't come in here and tell the city of Durango you need to make sure you're enforcing this law.
Okay.
Law enforcement is up to the community. That kind of goes back to that home rules thing I said. We get to make our own laws, we enforce our own laws, and we do it in a way that we feel is acceptable.
Okay. So there's currently no policy as far as compliance with the INS?
Not an official policy. Okay. I mean, they're a government agency. I'm sure we'd extend to them any kind of courtesy that we'd exchange any other government agency, but
right.
We've got no inside deals or anything going with it.
Okay. So is there any way that compliance or making sure that ethical treatment goes on in such as law enforcement or agencies that do deal with immigrants on a regular basis?
For us?
Yeah. Is anybody checking in to make sure?
We're not watchdogging the INS, if that's the question.
Yeah. No, I more meant city police and things
like that. Oh, absolutely. There's all sorts of... the chief of police is responsible to the city manager, city manager's boss. And the police department has extremely rigorous internal investigations. And anytime any complaint at all would ever be brought up, they're investigated thoroughly and always brought to the attention and dealt with.
Okay.
So if anything were to happen, which I haven't heard of, it would absolutely be dealt with. And that's immigrant population, college population. I mean, any population can do that. And it's always dealt with. And we don't differentiate between a way for immigrants to do it versus a way for somebody else to do it. It's just we keep pretty strict controls on that.
Okay, I think that's pretty much it. But is there anything else you can think of as far as spaces where the city could improve relations with the immigrant community or to make them more a part of our community?
I think there's probably a lot of ways. I mean, I think it's important to note that, you know, 3 out of our 5 council members are of Hispanic origin.
3 are?
3 out of 5. The mayor, and your name is Cordova,
right,
who's the mayor, Aaron Tucson, and Virginia Castro.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, you know, that's the 3 out of 5 shows that, you know, whether they were elected because of their origin or what, they don't run on partisan politics or anything like that here.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm assuming that that probably had some effect someplace. I think there's that show there's some representation at the policy-making level, which is the highest level.
Right.
I think that's an important point to make. And as long as I've been here, there's always been at least one person. Is that how that is? Lionel names. There was a little gap in there. But for at least 14 years, yeah, Lionel Silva was, you know, obviously Hispanic origin. He's been on the council for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a 2-year gap that Amos came on, and then Virginia and Aaron came on, so... For a while, for a good long time, at least in my recent history, that there's always been at least some representation.
Great.
That's good.
Is there anything else you wanted to add to the relationship between communities?
Yeah, I'm not.
Within the community?
I don't know that I'm really the expert on it. That's why I feel a little odd. But, I mean, I would to talk to Al. Al can tell you.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to talk to Al.
All the kind of things, training they go through and all that kind of stuff. You know, as far as I know, and I'm not the most connected person in the whole wide world, but we make an effort to keep the Hispanic community, any immigrant community, just as happy as we do any other. You know, there's interest groups. You can't make every interest group happy all the time. But as a city government, it's our obligation to do the best job, you know, with equality, with efficiency and equity. And we treat everybody as equal as we can. It doesn't mean anybody gets any more or any less than anybody else. We just try and do it equally.
Great.
So.
Thanks.